today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
This may sound strange to you. You may say, with social media, television, radio, books, magazines, pamphlets, concerts, CDs, and satellite, there's no way people have not heard about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. The statement I'm about to make may not make sense to you, but there's so many people who receive God's grace and mercy but aren't aware that it's God who makes it possible for them to take their next breath. I believe if they knew who He was, they would believe. I believe if the gospel was explained to them from a common sense perspective, they would believe. I believe if they knew exactly what He does for them on a daily basis, they would consider accepting Him as Lord and Savior. Jesus said, "If I be lifted, I will draw all men unto me." We do the lifting. He does the drawing. I believe if you and I would consistently express our God experience with others who are having a hard time making ends meet, struggling with drugs, alcohol, depression, anxiety, divorce, and life in general, they would accept Him as Lord and Savior. Most people want to be rescued, delivered, and made whole. No one wants to be left out. It's up to you and I to change the world one witness at a time. Just think if we committed to witness Christ each day to at least one person by the end of the week, many would accept Christ as Lord and Savior. In John chapter 9, the man who was born blind did not know Jesus. As Jesus passed by, he noticed the man who was blind from birth. The man did not notice Jesus. He could not see Him. God's grace, mercy, and love were drawn to that man, his physical and his spiritual darkness. Jesus spat on the ground and He mixed it with clay and anointed the blind man's eyes. Jesus used the same material He used in Genesis chapter 2, verses 7, and applied it to the man's eyes. This man did not know who Jesus was, but he said, "One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see." In John chapter 9, verses 35 through 38, it is written, "Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, 'Do you believe in the Son of God?' He answered and said, 'Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?' And Jesus said to him, 'You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you.' Then he said, 'Lord, I believe.' And he worshiped him." Jesus' example of an effective witness is the example you and I must follow. Notice it was simple, clear, and in context. The man had a need like so many others that you and I see each day. Tell them who Jesus is. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.